Thanksgiving and welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 10th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Eliezer Zeitune of the Congregation of B'nai Shlomo in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Zeitune slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Their chapters 23, 121, and 130 will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Zeitune to learn more about his wonderful community in Brooklyn. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zeitune.
Thank you very much to Rabbi Herman, to the OU, and to Chazak for inviting me, Baruch Hashem, to speak and to address the wonderful nation of B'nai Israel. Can you imagine? Here you have a day off, and on your day off, you are spending time listening to Torah, praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of all the people who need our prayers. It's such a wonderful way to spend your time, and it's an investment in your future and the future of Klal Yisrael, of all B'nai Israel. You know, this week's parasha, Parashat Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu is venturing out to the house of Lavan. He's going now to find and to seek a mate. And we know that he goes to sleep, and that night he has a dream. And there's a wonderful ladder that's affixed on the ground, and the top of the ladder is protruding into Shamayim, protruding into the heaven. And he sees that the Malachim celestial beings are going up and going down on the ladder. And the question is, what exactly is the symbolism in that dream? What exactly is Yaakov Avinu? What is the transmission of information, the communication that Borei Olam, the master of the universe, wants to communicate to Yaakov Avinu? So there's a great rabbi named Rabbi Yehuda Hadeya. Rabbi Yehuda Hadeya once said, you want to know what the symbolism is? What is the message for Yaakov Avinu? We know that Yaakov Avinu, on his way out to Lavan, was robbed by his nephew Eliphaz. He took all of his belongings, because we know the Gemara says that when a person is an ani, he's impoverished, he's like a man. Yaakov Avinu goes, and he's penniless. And now he has to go now and get married with nothing. When Eliezer went to go find the match for his father, Yitzchak, he had gold, he had silver, he had wealth, he had opulence, he had abundance of luxuries. And now he's going to come with nothing. Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep, and God shows him the following message. Life is like a yo-yo. People sometimes are up, people sometimes are down. Sometimes you are successful, and sometimes we can't break that glass ceiling. We can't shatter it. We can't penetrate. We can't get through. We can't penetrate. But the pasuk writes, "V'nei Hashem nitzav alav." Who is on top of that ladder? God is on top of the ladder. Alai morish u'ma'ashir. God makes people impoverished, and He pulls them out of that poverty. He allows people to enjoy their life. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the message to Yaakov Avinu was, Yaakov, maybe now you don't have anything. Maybe now you're impoverished. Maybe now you're lacking the funds, the sufficient funds to get married. But I run the ladder. It's an escalator. And I'm the one who's pulling and pushing. So therefore, don't despair, Yaakov Avinu. Never despair. Never think that life is finite, because the options are infinite. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of the ladder, pulling those strings, a person should never give up hope. And that's the same thing with us. Regardless of what the matter is in our life, regardless of what the stress we are facing, what's transpiring in our personal life, whether it's shidduchim, right? People have all the time. Every time we go on a date, this doesn't work. It's this person not for me. What are the shadchanim thinking, these matchmakers, when they match you up with people that are totally not compatible? But a person has to realize that against the Yerushalmi and the Gemara writes that every day God says, this person is going to marry this person. Borei Olam did not forget about you. God didn't forsake you. Don't give up hope. When it comes to marriage, right? Sometimes a person thinks their marriage is on the rocks. It looks like it's destined for failure. Don't give up hope. Do everything you can within your wherewithal to make that marriage thrive. so important that we don't give up hope with children. I know couples that for decades were not able to conceive a child, were not able to have kids. And then Baruch Hashem, Borei Olam, even some of them were missing certain organs that would enable them to have children. But they didn't give up hope. And they went and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And Borei Olam pulled them out of the devastation and let them rebuild their homes. Parnasa, money. God holds the key to Parnasa. And the lesson is very clear today. And that is, you know, we're going through a very hard time. Everything God does is great. It's a great, you know, Borei Olam. God does everything good. The Gemara Masechet Berachot on the 60th page on the second side, everything God does is good. But sometimes we feel it's rough. Sometimes it's not so palatable. Sometimes we don't realize. And this year was a year which was rough. It was good because everything God does is good. But it was rough. And people think, what am I going to wear a mask for the rest of my life? Am I going to walk in soldiers? I'm not going to be able to hug my mother for the rest of my life. But I realize, and realize well, that God is on top of that ladder. And because Borei Olam's on top of the ladder, nothing is impossible. I'd like to bless everybody who's listening. Again, I want to thank the OU for really this wonderful opportunity. I love to talk, so thank you very much. You know, today no one's in yeshiva. You know, I can talk to myself. So I want to thank you very much. I want to give you all a blessing that Borei Olam should bring you all to the top of the ladder. Every one of you, regardless of what's going on in your life, God should quickly and with ease, alacrity and facility, bring you up to the top rung of that ladder, show you success and happiness and joy in every aspect of your life. I thank you so much for listening. We're now going to Be'ezat Hashem start reciting the Tehillim. The first chapter is chapter 23. You're going to have to mind my Sephardic accent. Mizmor le'David Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni. Amen menuchot inahaveni. Nafshi yeshoviv. Yanheni b'ma'gel etzedek. Leman shemo. Gam ki elech b'getza mavet lo irara ki ata nadi. Shevtecha u'mishantecha. Hema inahamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shohan neged tzorirai. Tishanta b'shemen. Roshi kosi revaya. אחטוב וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אלוני לאורך ימים. Chapter 121. שיר למעלות. עצה עיני אלי הרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מאין אלוני עושה שמיים וארץ. אל ייתן ממות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צלולך, היד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מקורע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור את צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. Chapter 130. Shir Hama'alot. Bema'amakim kreaticha Adonai. Adonai, Shema'a bekoli, tiyayena uzecha kashuvot, bekol tahanunai. Im avonot tishmoria, Adonai, mi amod? Kimecha ha-sericha, bema'an tivare. Kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, vidvaro hochalti. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. החל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, ועל זה אמו פדות, והוא יבדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. ומציין על מי שברך, and we're going to pause בעזרת השם, we should list all of the חולים that we're praying for, that should have a speedy recovery. מי שברך אבותינו הקדושים, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, וכל הקהילות הקדושות הטהורות. הוא יברך וירפא את כל חולי עמו ישראל, ובכללם ירפא El Narifan Alehem, El Narifan Alehem, El Narifan Alehem. Ushalem Efu'a Shelema, Efu'at HaNefesh Ufataguf. Beramach Avelehem, Besasa Gedeem. Echel Yehir Aton, Venomar Amen. We're going to say now, Achenu. Achenu Kovet Yisrael, Hanisulim Batzara, Ushavya. Haomedim Ben Bayam, Ben Bayabasha. Hamakom Yerachem Alehem. Vefiem Batzara, Levaha. Meafela Zawara. משעבוד לגאולה, שתה בהכלה ובזמן קריב, ואמרו אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zatuna. As we transition into the next segment of our call, first and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank you very much for asking. Baruch Hashem, you know, we're rebounding, we're recovering from a very, very difficult time, COVID. You know, our community got hit very, very hard, very hard. We lost some really big and, you know, very people who contribute greatly to our to the community. It's a really big loss, but Baruch Hashem, we're trying to, you know, to pick up all the pieces and come back full force. We're really trying, you know, you can have any neshama in B'nai Yisrael. It's irreplaceable, but, you know, it's our job to try to chazek those people who did lose things, to give them strengthening and, you know, encouragement and, you know, try to really rebuild.
Really, I'm truly sorry for the loss of your community. And as your message that you shared today was one of hope and that never giving up. And so, B'ezrat Hashem, I should give you and the community much strength to overcome and to go forward. So to get us started, and that's a good segue for us, a good transition, is for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and really the community in general?
Okay, so our community is a Sephardic community. It's comprised of the people, you know, who emigrated from Syria, from Lebanon, from Egypt, from Morocco, from places like Bukhara, you know, and Iran, and all the Middle Eastern countries. Really, it's a nice composite of all of these different communities together, Baruch Hashem. And my shul in particular has representatives from all of those towns. But we also have a yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, which we opened up last year. It's called Yeshivat Kenyan Torah. And that yeshiva, actually, an interesting thing. We also have all types of Jews, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, all types, you know, from everywhere. And we teach them the curriculum, we teach them professions as well, you know, so everybody can find his niche. The Sephardic community over here in Brooklyn is known for their philanthropy, for their chesed, you know, they're known for their altruism and their benevolence. And Baruch Hashem, they've grown tremendously since we came, Torah, Yirat Shamayim, you know, religiosity. And Baruch Hashem, so nice to see really a community blossoming in such insurmountable ways.
Truly beautiful to have a community representing not only so many different types of people, but so many different types of ways of supporting Torah and just the idea of calling the yeshiva, kinyan Torah to the choir. Truly, truly amazing. Your community is very lucky and fortunate to have you as the Rav. What motivated you? What propelled and drove you into the rabbinate to become a pulpit rabbi?
So, first of all, I think that they don't share your sentiments. I don't think they think that they're so lucky. But anyway, it happens to be that I never thought I was going to be a rabbi or a teacher or a rebbe or anything. I thought, you know, okay, I'm going to learn. I'll have my set tzedarim. I'll do what I have to do. And then, you know, I'll go to work. And everyone would tell me, yeah, you're going to be a great teacher. I said, stop it. I'm not going to be a teacher. You're going to be a great teacher. You're going to be good. Okay, so... when I first got engaged and I was in yeshiva, you know, I needed some sort of, you know, means to support my family. I said, okay, I'll go to yeshiva once a day and I'll go teach. I can say yeshiva and teach. And once I got into that, I fell in love with teaching. It became, you know, it became a passion of mine. And I guess they were right and I was wrong. And while I was teaching, I once met a rabbi, and I don't know if the rabbi wants me to disclose his name, but, and he said, you know, you should open a shul. I said, nah, what do I know from opening shul? He said, no, you should do it. He said, you should do it. So I took him for his word. We opened up a small minyan, and Baruch Hashem, it flourished. And, you know, the rest is history, and it's a zechut. I find it to be a zechut that I'm able to, you know, disseminate Torah and to teach and to hopefully inspire, you know, people to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Amazing. Wow. Last question for you for today. Your community, unfortunately, experienced it very much firsthand, but COVID has very much changed all of our lives globally around the world. What changes, what communal changes do you anticipate for your Kehillah, for your yeshiva, for your community, perhaps even for the broader Jewish community as we look to Ezrat Hashem, Nir Hashem, towards the future, which hopefully COVID will be a thing of the past?
Right. I hope it's a thing of the past today. But, I mean, so I think that unfortunately COVID did teach the concept of, you know, your breath can hurt. Meaning what you say, when you talk to someone, you can literally hurt them. And I know that many people have taken upon themselves to be more sensitive. You know, social distancing is an interesting, you know, phenomenon. I don't particularly, you know, like it, but the idea is that when you get too close into someone else's business, you can really hurt them. You can really hurt them. And I think that many times, in many places, you know, people are making more modest decisions, you know, more private decisions. You know, not everything has to be broadcasted, and I don't want to hurt someone else by making a fancy wedding when I know someone else might not be. So it could be that you do see that private, you know, the privatization, if that is the word, of certain segments in the community, you know. But there's a lot, I do know that there's definitely, look, our community has always been wonderfully compassionate. Wonderfully, we you know, Sephardic, we call them, always exist everything in matter in our community. So to say that that's going to be enhanced, I can't see that. Torah is on the rise by us, I can't see that either. You know, tefillah, people are coming in. I know I can't talk about the community at large because they're beautiful. My community, my shul, they're beautiful as well. But, you know, we are, for instance, cracking down on certain things that we maybe weren't as careful with before, like cell phones in shul. You know, once we realized how precious shul is because we couldn't go there for months, so in our shul we instituted there are no cell phones. You cannot, don't bring your cell phone. Shut it off. I don't want to see it. You know, you're talking to God. Talk to God. Your friends are waiting. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting there. He wants to hear your voice. So maybe in that way, but to say monumental changes, our community, Baruch Hashem, was always a beautiful community. I'm the luckiest person to live in our community. So I don't know how many, you know, monumental changes are going to be instituted. Every Kehillah on their level are making their modifications, you know, and enhancing, you know, the performances based on whatever our great rabbis are, you know, deemed necessary.
Certainly so, and slow and steady is the way, and each day growing, hopefully always trending upwards. Rabbi Zeitoun, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community. For continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered letova for good. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The words of inspiration, Rabbi Chaim Jachter of the I lost it on my calendar. Give me a second, everyone. My apologies. There we go. From Rabbi Chaim Jachter of Sha'arei Ora, the Sephardic Congregation of Teaneck in Teaneck, New Jersey. With hearts full of faith, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, safe day. Happy Thanksgiving.